Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever and skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about gangs. Why do gangs exist? When I was a youngster, there was a period when I would watch the show Weekenders. This was a show where different kids, they would hang out and plan social activities for the weekend. Around the time, I was living in this place called Park Place, and there were other kids around the area. The neighborhood right next to me was called Boardwalk. And if you've played Monopoly, you may be thinking, wait, this guy lived in Park Place and Boardwalk? I did. In the beginning stages, I lived in Boardwalk. Now I lived in Park Place. So I knew people from both of the communities. On the weekends, I thought, why not also create my version of the Weekenders? So I would recruit different individuals on being in part of my group. Hey, you. Me and you hang out on the weekdays, but why not on the weekends? We should actually plan an activity together. Hey, you. What are you doing this weekend? Nothing? All right, why don't you come over and we'll do something together? And they would recruit members of themselves. And eventually it would lead to a meetup of the minds. One time there was at least 14 people and we had this insane basketball tournament. We had a great time. It was a Saturday. We thought, should we repeat the same thing tomorrow on a Sunday? We did. That's exactly what we did. And from there on out, we had our little Weekenders crew. Whenever new kids would move into this neighborhood and they wanted to play with us, we would give them this side-eye treatment. Wait, bro, you're not going to just immediately be a part of our crew. You got to prove yourself. Because for us, we have rapport. You need to show your rapport. And from there, we can talk. I was in a mini gang. Even though we weren't fighting people, what we were doing was we were creating this boundary and it shielded us from the outside world. Gangs work in a very similar sort of way. They create some sort of boundary, mainly because they need a brotherhood. Maybe it's due to their cultural upbringing. Maybe it's due to their geographic location. A lot of places, if you do not join a gang, you are not guaranteed safety. Whenever people go to prison for the first time, one thing that they have to do is join a gang so they have protection. A boundary is being created. The boundary can be a multitude of things. It could be the process that you went through. It could be your skin color. Where in prison, the boundary is the skin color. And for us, the Weekenders, our boundary was little kids that were just trying to have fun with each other through sports. So whenever someone new was coming in, we're like, hey, are you trying to have fun? Because if you're going to come in with bad vibes, then we don't want you to enter through this boundary. And once they prove themselves by chilling with us a couple of times, then we would allow them to hang with us. It's ironic how many of these insights that you can get from gangs, from your childhood crew, where no one told you how to make friends, you just were born knowing. What was your childhood crew like? What were the boundaries that you guys created? And were you guys picky in allowing different people to enter? I believe too many people, whenever they're trying to learn about gangs, they try to look too much at the after effects, the gun violence, the shooting, the robbings, etc. But they never understand why gangs are formed in the first place. The reason gangs are formed is because whenever people get together, they want to prove that they are really together by going through a series of processes together. Then they create a boundary. And whenever new people want to join, they need to show why they must cross that boundary. That is the fundamental essence of how childhood friendships are born. And that is the fundamental essence of how gang culture is born as well. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I'll catch you next time.